Sebastian Usher, my apologies. We have a new leader of the opposition here, so that chewed up some time this morning. But speaking of leaders, the trial of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on corruption charges has opened. I think it'll be our main focus. Thank you, Sebastian.
Yes, I mean, extraordinary. He's had an extraordinary career, obviously, Benjamin Netanyahu. Today, he appeared in court at the start of what could be a very, very long process, could have gone for months, could have gone for years, three separate corruption cases. His lawyers had tried to get an exemption from him appearing, but that was turned down. So he appeared in a mask, surrounded by bodyguards, surrounded by ministers from a new government that's just been set up. And he was defiant before he went in. He essentially said what he said before, that the charges against him are ludicrous, unfounded, and essentially are almost a coup, that they're an attempt to force him out of power. Last year when he was indicted, I mean, many, many seasoned Netanyahu watchers, his biographer, for example, who I was speaking to at the time, thought that really was going to be the end of it for him. That could be the end of his career. There was a third election, which, again, he wasn't the outright winner of. It wasn't until last week that he finally managed to do a deal to have a unity government that would allow him to continue to be prime minister for the next 18 months. And then his erstwhile rival, Benny Gantz, will take over for the next 18 months. But during those 3 years, this term, Mr. Netanyahu will have immunity. So he continues to survive. It's extraordinary. It's a unity government, as I say, but he remains a deeply, deeply divisive figure. In Israel, the charges he's facing are serious. If he were found guilty, he could get up to 10 years in jail. So it's not just his political career that he's trying to save. So, but who would not put their money on him managing to wrest victory out of possible defeat again?
So of the case itself, could you, I understand, not the details of the charges, but just the whole process that's happening at court?
Well, I mean, basically, this was a hearing. His lawyers asked for at least a 3-month delay because there is such an extraordinary amount of material to get through. I mean, these are bribery charges. These are charges of taking, you know, gifts, charges of undue influence. So these are very, very difficult, very difficult topics at any time. So, you know, it's not as if we're going to see this trial, this process go anywhere for a long time. As I say, we may see another session. They may get down to business over the coming year, but it's three separate cases. It is very complex, and I don't think that we're going to see any resolution for a long time. And during that time, I mean, Mr. Netanyahu will be able to continue as prime minister, the only prime minister, serving prime minister in Israeli history, who's actually involved in a criminal trial. Ehud Olmert, one of his predecessors, who was indicted, he actually stepped down when he was indicted, but Mr. Netanyahu has refused to do so. So, I mean, as it's been for a long time in Israel, the country is hugely divided. I mean, there are many who think that Mr. Netanyahu is the worst thing that's ever happened to the country, that he's caused huge problems. Others who still remain his strongest supporters. And of course, we've got this Middle East peace plan that the US brought in, which could see annexation by Israel of much of the West Bank and the Jordan Valley. And Mr. Netanyahu has said that he is going to get down to business on that come the start of July. So there's a lot more at stake than just his personal future.
The division, extraordinary, isn't it? Three inconclusive elections in a year. And just very quickly, Sebastian, I think there is a power sharing now, isn't it, with his main political rival?
There is, yes. The man who stood against him, Benny Gantz, who stood basically saying, I will never serve with Benjamin Netanyahu. You know, my aim in this election is to defeat him, knock him out. He's done a deal. I mean, he said he did a deal because a unity government is needed in this time of the pandemic emergency. He will serve after 18 months.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sebastian Usher.